Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show, Christy Blank, Clinical Director, Macoupin County Public Health Department. And welcome to the show, Christy.
Good morning, Rick.
Christy, today we're going to continue a conversation we started last week, sort of what's going on with COVID-19, COVID-19 vaccinations and so forth. And I guess right off the top, currently Pfizer and Moderna, those vaccines have been approved by the FDA, and reportedly another vaccine is under consideration by the FDA. Could you sort of update us on that situation?
What we know right now is both Pfizer and Moderna have both received their EUAs from the FDA, and Pfizer was distributed to some counties across Illinois as early as last week. And then Moderna is supposed to be here any day now to the rest of the counties in the state of Illinois. So we got word that we're going to be receiving approximately 600 doses for Macoupin County. Could be as soon as today that we receive them. Some of them will be distributed directly to hospitals and then the rest to the county to be given to that group 1A priority as we discussed last week, which was healthcare workers, long-term care individuals in those roles.
Now, you had mentioned you had been contacting priority one individuals or those who would be in that group. Do you feel you've got a pretty good, list of those, and is that ready to go at this point?
It is. We spent a couple days last week going through priority groups 1A and 1B. And sent them out throughout the county. We had a very good response with about 60-70% opting to get the vaccine. So we're hoping to get through group 1A with this first distribution, Moderna to us, and then start working on a plan for group 1B and just keep moving forward.
Is there any mention of when that second shipment might come, or do you have any inkling of how that goes?
We are told that it's going to come weekly, but we don't really know until we see it come across our program for vaccines, and then that's kind of the first time that we have confirmation on what we're getting and when we're getting it as well.
As far as this 600 doses that are coming to Macoupin County, some for you and, as you say, of other entities, when it gets in, I think there is the health department put out some information about there's sort of a quick turnaround time sort of because of storage and everything like this. How is the word getting out to these people that are going to get it first, and how does that go as far as the, quote, quick turnaround?
So Moderna is a little different than Pfizer. We originally thought that we were receiving Pfizer, which would have been put us on a 120-hour clock of administering it from the time of the box being opened. We are now being told that we're going to be receiving Moderna, which is a not so time crucial as Pfizer. It once it's unfrozen, then it's good for 30 days, just kept in a normal refrigerator temperature. So we're not as held to train to beat the clock here and get it administered as we were at the Pfizer. Now, of course, our priority is to get it out to the people as quickly as possible, but we have a little more flexibility in doing that. So what we're doing right now is that Group 1A is receiving consent forms from us today, and their job is to collect the consent forms from their employees, create a list for us to work from, and then those will be the people that will be permitted on site to receive the vaccine when we're ready to go with it.
That's the first group. As time goes by and you get, say, the first group vaccinated and so forth, how will you be contacting the next groups, or sort of how will that be? So it is, as people watch, as it, quote, sort of comes towards the general public.
Sure. So once we get, we'll handle 1B the same way we handled 1A. And then, so 1B is that other essential frontline workers, that are necessary to keep society functioning other than healthcare workers. So we'll be contacting those businesses as well. We'll also be letting you know, Rick, so you can get it out there to the public if there's any businesses that feel like they were missed or didn't respond to our request, so we can make sure that we're catching those individuals. And then we'll start using media outlets to let the Group 1C know, which is your high-risk individuals, any individual 65 and older, and then we will go into the general public. And so we'll be doing everything that we can to get that out to everyone to let them know that that it is available and it's coming.
As you say, you thought you were getting Pfizer, but you didn't at this time, and you're getting Moderna. Is there a chance you could get Pfizer and Moderna in the weeks to come, or is it pretty well now set you're just going to be dealing with Moderna?
We really don't know. It's really up to right now. It is all distributed and sent to us from the state. So whatever they assign to us is what we're getting. Now, what we're being told is once they get this mass push out and get these high priority groups vaccinated, then we will have the opportunity to order direct and have it shipped directly to us. At that time, we would be able to, from what I understand, choose to get Moderna or Pfizer or both, as long as we have, you know, the proper storage to store the ultra cold, which is the Pfizer vaccine, which we do have, and we're equipped to do that.
Have you heard anything? It's been reported that there's another, I believe maybe it's a Johnson & Johnson product that's a one-shot system. Have you heard anything about that as far as from your standpoint?
Not enough to speak of. I've read a little here and there, but I don't think it's quite to the point yet that it's been broadly put out. And I have not, you know, spent any time researching that, just because I didn't feel like we were close enough to that point quite yet. So I don't have a whole lot of information right now.
Once a substantial amount of the categories are done and we're getting to the general public as far as they can get the vaccine if they want it, when does it might look like, shall we say, life would get a little bit back more in order, like, you know, we used to, maybe say, not the wearing of masks and stuff. Is that months and months and months away?
From what I understand, everything that we're kind of being told and pointed towards is to count on the same mask wearing, the same kind of precautions through 2021. And it's really just going to depend on, you know, we need people to be vaccinated for this to work. And right now, some people are hesitant or reserved about getting the vaccination. So if, you know, 20% get it or 40% get it, that doesn't help us get to where we need to go. We need individuals to get vaccinated to be able to achieve what we need to do to slow it down.
Christy, like, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
Well, thanks for having us.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.